This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
There is no Allie today. There is only Gibbons with dirt.
Oh,
God,
God help us all. God, Becky.
What happened?
So if you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians this week, and you know you did.
Which I don't. What happened?
You
now?
Saw the shade that Kim Kardashian threw at Jordan Woods, Kylie's former BFF, who hooked up with Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, just to clue everybody in.
Okay.
And they were like, after all Kylie did for you, she supported her family, Jordan Woods did, on Kylie's money. After all Kylie did for you, how could Jordan Woods do this?
Jordan supported whose family?
Jordan supported her own family, her parents, her family, with money that she got from Kylie Jenner from working with Kylie, right?
Okay.
So now Jordan Woods came out and she was like, oh no, we're not going to talk about this. Because then they were like, oh, well, she never even apologized for hooking up with Tristan. What the hell? So now Jordan has spoken out.
Ooh.
She went on Entertainment Tonight and she said, it's just, you know, things happen. And of course, I'm sorry and as apologetic as much as I could be.
Ooh.
Which I think is total BS because you waited until you're being interviewed by Entertainment Tonight, probably getting paid, to come out and be all Little Miss apologetic.
Ooh.
And then she spoke out about what Kim Kardashian said about her not, you know, getting all of her money from Kylie and not working. She said, and I quote,
ooh.
I definitely work very hard for a lot of the things that I have. And as you can see, I'm out here hustling and I've always been working. I started modeling when I was 18 and, you know, I work hard.
Ooh.
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 Now, while I agree with Kim that Jordan Woods got a lot of her fame and a lot of her money and notoriety from her association with Kylie,
yes,
you also have to remember that she's like a daughter to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. So it's not like Jordan Woods was Annie
right,
going over there, can I have some more, please,
you said
sir?
A couple keywords in there, like a daughter. Not
yes.
A real daughter. She just hangs out and pretends to be a daughter,
but
kind of thing.
No, like a niece, like a member of the family. And if Jordan,
like a member of the family, is there blood relation or does she hang out a lot with them?
There's not blood relation, but she's like,
then they're not family.
But she's got the.
They're not family. When it comes to things like that, when it comes to things like money like that,
Riggs, if Will Smith saw Jordan Woods' family in dire straits, he would help save them. Just because they're not blood doesn't mean they're not family. Okay, I consider you family.
Yeah,
we're not blood related.
Nope.
But I consider you. Are you saying we're not family, Riggs?
Well, we are family.
But you just said because we're not blood related, we're not family.
But if you needed a whole bunch of money, I wouldn't give you a whole bunch of money.
I'm not saying I need a whole bunch of money, and I'm not saying Jordan Woods needs a whole bunch of money. I'm just saying that Jordan. Actually, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying
I feel
Jordan,
like Jordan Woods rides their coattails to try to be famous. This is what I'm saying at the end of the day.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm saying Jordan Woods is a fame whore.
And I completely agree with
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. And not that I don't want to poop on the family thing.
I wish Allie was
saying.
Here. I wish Allie was here because now you're on the side of the Kardashians. It worked. I talked you into being on the side of the Kardashians. Jordan Woods is a fame whore, and she does owe everything she has to the Kardashians. It worked. My voodoo Jedi mind trick worked on Riggs.
No,
this is awesome. This is amazing. Yes, it did.
That's impossible for it to work.
I listen back to the audio. Listen back. When I'm saying I don't have
but
the Kardashians
if it worked, I wouldn't
back,
be able to do this.
Son of a bitch, I hate it when you're right.
I can still do that.
I'm telling you.
I still have the button.
Fourth wall, open up. Riggs, you got to listen back to this, and you will hear yourself support the Kardashians. Riggs, come on over. Come to the tribe, Riggs. Come on over to the Kardashian tribe.
I was really just talking out of my ass
and
hoping that something good came out. Did something good come out?
No, something great came out.
Okay,
and it was you out of the Kardashian closet. God bless.
Okay. No, I can't.
Yep. You're in.
I don't care.
You're in.
Kiss FM.
You're already in.
No, I can't be in. I don't want to be in.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is day number 3 of Summerfest today.
Yes.
Can I go quick with good news?
Hell yeah, you can.
Because my good news is that I went to Summerfest last night. I braved the end of the rain. It started like this horrifying downpour, like the darkest of the dark clouds.
Yeah.
The change in the atmosphere, you could feel it get cooler. Like the tornado sirens went off in Franklin where we were. My wife was like, are those tornado sirens? Are we going to Summerfest? What the hell's going on?
Uh-huh.
It was turned out to be just fine. Just a really hellacious storm. But we got down there right at the end.
Yes.
There's a big rainbow right over the festival grounds.
No way!
It was awesome. And so many people had left because it was raining for like a good probably 45 minutes to an hour.
It
rained down there.
It's some rain and thunder and lightning.
And
Come on.
Many people left that there was so much extra room. So we get down there, my wife and I, we ran into Allie, and she was with her friend Becca.
Yeah.
And then they were watching Lizzo. Lizzo went on the stage. We watched the first part of it, but we were so far away from Lizzo, and Lizzo was so freaking crowded and everywhere.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't get up to see anything. We could just kind of see her on a screen. It was like an obscured view of Lizzo.
That's what I had worried about happening.
Her. So what we did was we went next door to this DJ guy that we're big fans of. My wife and I, his name is Griffin.
Oh.
And there wasn't that many people there.
Hell yeah.
It was like the ultimate Summerfest experience. So we've got this DJ guy that we're a big fan of, and he's doing this amazing show with like lights and confetti and like all that smoke shooting up in the air and everything. It's like a Vegas show. It's huge.
Hell yes.
But we're close enough that we can like, we're up there, we're close to the action. We're standing on one of those little benches because everybody had fled. Everybody had left.
That's awesome, dude.
So we just posted up, found our own spot. We watched the rest of his set, watched him play all the songs we love to hear him play.
Yeah.
And we got like that cool Summerfest experience that we did miss Bone Thugs and Harmony because as soon as he was done, we went to see Bone. And it was already a madhouse over there, so.
But you got to see, you know.
We did get to see our guy Griffin. We got to see some Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get rained on. So that's the good news. Good news.
You know what? I will see your good news about the rain.
Uh-huh.
And raise you some good news about the rain.
Okay, go ahead.
It might sound like bad news at first, but to me it was good news.
Because?
So we had plans yesterday, my girlfriend and I, to go to The Rock in Franklin.
Yeah.
With some of her work friends to go get out and socialize a little bit, right?
They got the umbrella bar there, the milkman.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
So I get in the shower at like 5. I'm going to leave at 6. Uh-huh. I get out of the shower. I get dressed. It's 5:58. I'm about to leave.
Yeah.
The storm starts.
Yeah.
My girlfriend calls me. She's leaving work. And I'm still thinking, crap, I still have to go to this damn thing. Oh. She calls and she goes, so are you going to stay home or are you coming out? And I went, I don't have to go.
Wait, there's an option now?
Oh, I'm going to stay home because it's crazy. The things are going wild here. So it got crazy. I got to stay home, which is kind of a hell to the nub, but it was good news because I didn't have to go out in the stupid rain and
That's
all the storming.
I love when my wife invites me to something I don't really want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I reluctantly agree, and then somehow there becomes an option to stay home, and she's like, you know you don't have to go. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh, I mean, I really want to go. You sure I don't have to go, but I really want...
You mean you didn't want to go? No, I didn't want to go.
I'll stay home.
I didn't want to go all along. I'll stay home and get drunk instead.
Hell yes, brother.
All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some rain today. There's like one of those 40% chances of rains. But when you tell me there's a 40% chance of rain, that means there's a 60% chance it won't rain.
And
so
60 is more than 40, right?
It really is, yeah. So look at the glass half full.
Yeah.
It's like if 3 out of 4 people suffer from diarrhea, that one person enjoys it, right? 3 out of 4 suffer.
I'm leaving you out there, dude. I'm just going to leave you out there.
1 of 4 that enjoys it. That one guy. He's the 4th dentist.
So, Christian Yelich, what's going on with Yelly? What?
That enjoys. yeah. Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich. Named to the National League All-Star team, you guys.
Yeah.
Good for him. And not just by that, but by a landslide. He got 930,000 votes, which was the most of any player.
You're damn right.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be one of the starters for the All-Star game. It's July 9th in Cleveland this year.
Oh, I got to go to Cleveland?
Yeah, that sucks. How the hell does this All-Star thing work? Do you follow this at all?
Yes.
Because it feels like there's like a playoff bracket, like you have to vote for them to be in a certain position, and then you vote for them to be on the team, and then they're... How does this work with the All-Stars?
So it's new this year. The way it used to work was the fans just vote, and the highest vote-getters will start in the outfield, will start in the infield, will start in pitching.
Yeah.
This year, they had the fans vote, and then based on fan votes, it was down to like... So there's 3 outfielders. They had it down to 9 outfielders. I can't talk. And you vote on the outfielders, which is the position that Christian Yelich plays.
Yes.
So they had the 9 outfielders. They had 9 infielders for a couple of spots. Basically, they narrowed it down. They had like a voting process to narrow it down, and then they had the main voting for the starters.
It sounds so complicated for an All-Star game.
It's more layers to the onion to unpeel, and it's more traction and more publicity for MLB.
Yeah, I guess. I just think take the best players, take the top of the list, and then just chop it at like 30.
That's what they did.
And there's your roster. That's what they
did. That's kind of what they did. And then they took that and chopped it down further. They took the whole MLB, chopped it down, and then down further.
Then they're doing it right then. Exactly. It just sounds confusing.
It does. It sounds very confusing, very convoluted. But all that matters,
this is the
all
Christian
that matters.
Yelich is one of the all-stars.
Mm-hmm. I like to personally take all the credit for this.
Christian Yelich and Cody Bellinger, who's also a Brewer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to those fellas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, buddy.
It's nice to have an MVP. Nice.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Hey. Hi. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
Yep, Alley's not here today. It's just Gibbons and I. What's going on?
You know, our girl Coco has been through a lot. Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, damn it. I thought you going to say Conan O'Brien because you said Coco and now you're talking about the damn Kardashians again.
That's right. Khloe turned 35 and had a party yesterday.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like you'd normally think with a Kardashian party where they'd be in the club getting all crazy. Oh, no, no. Coco's a mom now. Khloe's a mom. So they had the party at her house and she was decked out in pink. Everything was pink.
Yeah.
Head to toe, she was wearing pink. They had like hundreds and hundreds and maybe even thousands of pink rose petals everywhere.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They had all kinds of... They had pink cupcakes, like stacks and stacks and stacks of pink cupcakes.
Cupcakes?
They even, Riggs, and this was like the head of the party, the main part of the party.
Yeah.
They had a mechanical bull at the party,
Oh, my
Riggs.
God.
And guess what color that mechanical bull was?
What color was the bull?
Well, it was brown. They don't make pink mechanical bulls. That'd be crazy, Riggs. My God. Swerve.
That's silly.
But the whole family was there. They were having a good old time. Khloe's living her best life, although... I got to be honest, and she looks like she's had a lot of work done very recently. Like
yeah.
her face isn't looking quite Khloe-like, and I wish she would just kind of stop with the plastic surgeries. I just wish, because they're beautiful. She's beautiful. Stop with all the plastic surgeries, Coco.
You're beautiful the way you are.
Exactly.
America, everyone. And beautiful just the way you are.
She's celebrating her. You know what? Wait, what did you do for your 35th, Riggs? Didn't you go on a trip or do something fun for your 35th
my
birthday?
My 35th birthday? Yes, we went to Antarctica for my 35th
that's
birthday.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, that's fun, Riggs, okay? But
that is fun. Mechanical bull fun.
Hold on.
What?
I just had this thought. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
With almost certainty.
Yeah.
That your 35th birthday, Riggs, your personal 35th birthday celebration
yeah.
was way more elaborate than Khloe Kardashian's.
You think?
Khloe had some flowers out, some cupcakes out, and a mechanical bull and some friends over. You went to friggin' Antarctica, dude.
I did, yes.
She called five friends, had some family over for the literal equivalent of cake and ice cream with her friends and family.
I did.
You went to Antarctica.
I did.
You have one-upped the Kardashians. You, I can now say on the record, are bigger than the Kardashians. As much as it hurts my flipping soul to say.
Yeah.
You've made it, Riggs.
I really have.
You've made it.
Uh-huh.
You are bigger than the Kardashians.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I have a message from my agent. He says, quote, "I don't care, bro."
Normally you would say no. Who the hell cares? But this is big about you being bigger than the Kardashians, Riggs. This is...
No.
Oh, he doesn't
I know
care.
You're just saying it to pander to me right now.
You're only
doing it to pander to my better nature.
You are. I swear to God, Riggs.
You are.
No. Normally
no, you really
I would.
Are.
Normally I would. Dude,
no, you are.
Went to Antarctica.
I did.
Friends and family over.
Yes.
I'm being legitimate. You're 35.
I am better than the Kardashians. I knew this, though.
In this one instance, one time only.
I knew this, though. I already knew this. When I woke up, got out of bed this morning. I'm better than the Kardashians.
You are so humble.
Every
modest.
Day.
God bless.
Yes.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Off the air, once again, literally 15 seconds ago, we were talking about sleep
yes.
and lack of sleep and how getting up before your alarm sucks.
It is the worst. Nothing worse than having an alarm set for 3:45, let's say, and you wake up at 3:42 and you can't get back to sleep.
Oh,
that's
no.
like 3 minutes. It's precious sleep, man.
Oh, no. There is something worse, Riggs.
What is it?
It's when your alarm is set for 3:45 and you wake up at 12:20 with both of your eyes throbbing in pain and your nose running uncontrollably out of a dead sleep.
What?
Which is what happened to me last night and what I've been dealing with all morning long.
My God.
Riggs, I'm looking you in the eye right now. Blurry as... Oh, I almost cried. Blurry as hell. Like,
are you okay?
I don't know. I woke up this morning.
Did you go to Chernobyl? What happened? I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. I woke up at 12:20 out of a dead ass sleep and I was like, oh my God, I can't see. My eyes were burning.
Yeah.
It felt.
You have allergies, right?
I have allergies, but they're not this bad. Like,
no.
It felt like I, you know, you've got an eyelash stuck in your eye?
I have, yes.
It felt like I had three, it feels like I have three eyelashes stuck in each of my eyes.
Each of them?
And when your eyes start to water, your nose starts to run.
Yeah.
So I woke up out of a dead sleep with a nose running like a sink, my eyes all watery, I can barely see. It's 6:30 in the morning and my stupid Friday feels like it's already shot.
Jesus.
And I've been.
Did you take your allergy medication? Because that could have been part of it.
I did.
Okay.
I took it last night before I went to bed, okay. So I made sure not to forget it this morning because I forgot it yesterday, as I mentioned off the air, and yesterday was hell.
All right.
And I don't know. I went into the bathroom, Riggs, to the point where I have like I'm opening up my eyeballs, and if anyone knows me, you know I hate touching my eyeballs.
Okay, give me your symptoms one more time. I'll throw this in WebMD. Let's find out what horrible disease you have.
Very itchy eyes, irritated eyes, blurry vision. Excess tearing of the eyes, and don't tell me I have cancer because that's probably what's going to come up on WebMD because that's what always comes up.
Oh, you may have conjunctivitis.
No, which is pink eye. No. It's not pink eye.
Okay.
I had pink eye 2 years ago. I know all about pink eye. It's not it.
You have diabetes of the eye.
Is that an actual thing?
No, it's not really a thing.
Because
I misread that.
You said that, and I thought I was going to have to shoot insulin in my eyeball.
But you can't have vision issues with diabetes. It's totally a thing that happens. Preeclampsia? You might have preeclampsia.
I don't. What about postclampsia? I don't want to have preeclampsia, clampsia, or postclampsia, damn it.
You may have proclampsia or medium to moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. I don't know.
A side effect of everything is moderate to severe plaque psoriasis,
it really
man.
Is. Do you have anxiety, shortness of breath, or a racing heart rate?
Every minute of my day.
Do you have nausea, vomiting, or sudden explosive diarrhea?
Literally 5 days a week.
Do you have pain in your belly, shoulder, or lower back?
Both, all three.
Do you have sudden weight gain?
That I don't. No.
Swelling, especially in your face, around your eyes, or in your hands?
Look at me, yes, I'm like a balloon right now.
Do you have throbbing headaches that won't go away?
Yes, the vision stuff is making my head hurt, 100%.
You're pregnant, you have preeclampsia. WebMD. Dr. Riggs, I got you.
I woke up with itchy eyes, blurry vision, and a runny nose, and now
you're
I'm pregnant.
Yes.
Who's
congratulations.
Who's the daddy? I got to know.
Dude.
Oh,
I'll take that thing.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful little baby.
I know. We're going to give it Red Bull. It's going to be amazing.
Oh.
We'll name it Apple or something stupid.
Struggle bus this morning.
We are on the struggle bus.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be fine. You don't need your eyes to work on the radio. You'll be okay.
Very true.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So, Gibbons.
Yeah?
Are you familiar with cryptocurrency and bitcoins?
Anything
of that nature, by the way?
I know that they exist, but I don't know how they work.
I can smell a scam coming from a mile away.
Oh, what happened?
My mother-in-law, so my wife's mom.
Yeah?
Right? Sends my wife a message that says that she's invested in some sort of like gold coin cryptocurrency thing.
Okay.
And the first thing that happens when I Google this company is the scams related to it. Because basically what they do is they sell you these fake gold coins, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's essentially a pyramid scheme with gold cryptocurrency. So you're buying like X amount of grams of gold, and then you can use it to exchange for bigger amounts of gold. And then you have people below you that buy other pieces of gold. It looks really sketchy. But what was weird was that her mom was really excited about this and was like, I invested $5,000 in this.
Five G's?
And I'm going to make some money on this. And I was like, why don't you do some research sometimes? Because you'll see that these types of things are scams on the internet that you can smell coming a mile away.
Question. When you buy this gold, you're not then given physical gold.
No, there's nothing physical. It's all online. It's all cryptocurrency stuff, man. It's really weird and sketchy.
Yeah.
I've always thought that Bitcoin had a thing for a while. Like everybody made fun of Bitcoin,
uh-huh.
And then something happened and Bitcoin rebounded. I still don't understand how the whole thing works.
No idea.
And then somehow people made a whole crap ton of money with Bitcoin. I don't know how any of that works, but I do know that it's very weird and sketchy, so I immediately looked into it, and we told our mom, we were like, don't invest anything else into this. Like, you've lost this money pretty much. It's gone.
Dude.
It's not coming back. It is gone altogether.
Oh, my God.
Because it's one of those crappy pyramid things that people think on the outside it looks like you're going to make all this money and you can get rich quick, but anything that seems too good to be true is probably too good to be true.
Honest question, Riggs.
Yes.
How long of a Google search did it take you before you realized
it was
this
with
was a
it
scam?
While I was typing it in. It was called like Belzer Gold or something. And as I typed it in, the next word that Google completed was scam.
So your mother-in-law just blindly gave $5,000?
Well, she talked to a couple of other people, but she didn't do any sort of internet researching. So we were like, look, you have to look these things up in the future.
Riggs.
You have, before you invest money like this, if you just want to throw away $5,000, just send it to my house.
I'm willing to bet these other people she talked to, and I'm using air quotes, she's on the phone going, I have to talk to someone else. And they hand the phone to someone else within the company. No, this is 100% legit. We're the real deal. We're totally real.
This is very much, very much legit. This is not a pyramid scheme. Yeah. What do you mean? There's people below you that can make money? That's shaped like a pyramid.
Well, maybe, hold on, maybe your mother-in-law can call the number that I'm sure they provided for customer service and demand that money back, and I'm sure she'll get it in no time flat.
No. She might as well have lit that money on fire, bro.
Dude! This
is gone.
That sucks.
It's gone. But it's sad to see these things working in real life, because I hear about them all the time and I read about these scams on the internet, but then see it actually happen, to see somebody actually lose money to it is sad. It's very sad.
RIP to that $5,000.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
It has become a Friday tradition that people come and shout at us at streets and parades left and right. It is the one and the only... It's
Dad Joke Friday! Yeah, Bad Joke Friday!
Yep, they're bad jokes, they're dad jokes. Call them what you will, they're groan-worthy. And we bring you on as a judge this morning, Jesse from Iguanago. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, you were going to be our judge for Dad Joke Friday. Do you fancy yourself a dad joke aficionado? Do you enjoy the dad jokes?
I do. They are some of my favorites.
All right, then.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, here's how it works. Gibbons and I will go back and forth. The first one to three laughs wins. The first one to win gets the Batman trophy. I am the current reigning champion of Dad Joke Friday.
Dad Joke Friday.
All right, so, Gibbons... Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, as the defending champ, go first, because I've got drama involving my dad jokes, which I'll tell you about after you give yours.
Well, that's what happens when you leave your jokes to the listeners. You don't rely on your own good sense of humor, Gibbons.
I have a sponsor. I am dedicated to my sponsor. My sponsor abandoned me. I'm on my own here, Riggs. All right.
Mr. I rely on my listeners for my jokes. All right. Jesse, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here's our first joke. What do you call mac and cheese that gets all up in your face?
I don't know.
Too close for comfort food.
Nothing.
All right, go ahead, Gibbons.
What concert costs just 45 cents?
Oh, God. What?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback. That was a chuckle? Well, there we go. That's a full-grown laugh
there. That's a laugh. I hate Nickelback.
I know.
Another story for another day.
That's why I used it.
All right. How about this one? The Secret Service isn't allowed to yell "get down" anymore when the president is about to be attacked. They have to yell "Donald Duck!" Quack.
Nothing.
No.
Right. No, man. She even... No.
No. All right. Gibbons, go ahead.
Dude, yesterday there was a huge fight at the seafood restaurant. There was battered fish everywhere.
Nothing.
It's Fish Fry Friday. I give a fish joke. Nothing.
That's fine.
Oh, man.
Do you guys know why melons have weddings?
Why do melons have weddings?
Because they cantaloupe. Cantaloupe.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh. I'll take the chuckle.
Hey, one laugh each. All right. It's Dad Joke Friday.
Dad Joke Friday.
Go ahead. Dude, the cops show up at my house, right?
Yeah.
Police officer goes, "Where were you between 5 and 6? And he wasn't at all amused when I said, "I was in kindergarten, bruh." All right.
Take it there.
Uh-huh.
All right, she likes the cheese.
Yeah, buddy.
Why did the old man fall in the well? Do you know why?
No.
Because he couldn't see that well.
Oh, wow. Ugh. Not even a chocolate. Meh. All right, so I have two laughs Jesus. Here. This could be the game-winning joke.
God.
What do sprinters eat before a race?
I don't know.
Nothing. They fast. She sounded like there was a little chuckle at the end there that she held away from the phone.
That didn't sound like a laugh at all.
We'll let that go.
No, not at all.
That wasn't a laugh.
How about this one, Jesse? You want to hear a joke about construction? Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm still working on it.
All right.
Okay.
That was like, I see you. Okay. I see you trying. That's what that said.
Hey, Jesse. How many apples grow on trees?
I don't know.
All of them, duh. Yes!
Okay. Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah, buddy! I'm the winner! I'm the champ! I'm the man! What? What?
All right.
What?
You'll get it.
I win so rarely that when I win, I gotta go over the top with my joy, man.
While it sounded like a pity laugh, I will give you, it was a laugh.
It was
a
laugh.
And you are today's winner for
Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
All right, Jesse, do you want the tickets to go see the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow night? Or do you said you're going to a wedding, so if you can't go, we would gladly give them to the next person that calls in, the caller 25.
Yeah, I'd say give them to the next person.
All right, cool. Cool.
She helps us out, doesn't even want a prize for it. Why
Jesse,
can't everybody be like Jesse?
Jesse, where can we find a woman like you? Huh? You're awesome.
I don't know.
Thank you so much for listening and being a joke for a judge for Dad Joke Friday.
Bad Joke Friday.
Have a great day. Have an awesome weekend.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
71037, you can always text your hell to the no. We got a couple of really good ones.
Oh, boy.
Involving the rain. Like somebody said, so yesterday I went to the doctor at 4, totally forgot it was supposed to rain, left my windows and sunroof open, and my car was soaked, dome light, full of water. Hell to the no. Hell to the no when you're in construction hell and you can't see the lines on the road and almost get into an accident behind an accident. Yes, that happens. Tree knocked down our power line behind our house and started a fire. This happened at 4:30 yesterday. We took to We Energies at 10:30 last night. We still don't have power this morning.
Oh my God.
It's probably one of those one instances where We Energies is working so hard to get it back on, but you're that one house with the tree fire in the back.
Yeah. That's terrible.
The worst.
Yeah.
Katie's on the phone. Katie, good morning. You got it. No!
Oh, Katie, come on!
That's a hell to the no right there.
Katie, how could you abandon us like that?
Somebody said hell to the no. Speaking of body shaming, what we were talking about yesterday, the stuff that people say to pregnant women.
Uh-huh.
I had a coworker ask when I can start calling you Big Mama. I told him, never. That's rude.
Bro!
The next day I come to work and he says, what up, Big Mama? Hell to the no.
Oh.
Yeah, you probably have a complaint against that ass clown. Not gonna lie.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, when can I call you Big Mama? You can't. Next day, hey, Big Mama. I'm gonna go with you. Definitely do. Good
yeah.
Lord.
Hell to the no. Got a booty call last night from a drunk married previous coworker.
Ugh.
Hell to the no. About our intern Fun Pants that thinks she has to work at a golf course today.
At 10 a.m., I have to bev cart the entire day.
You don't have to bev cart anything today. Nobody's carting. Nobody's beving.
I don't
if
think so.
Is golfing today? I will be so mad at you.
Nobody's
so
golfing
please
today.
Please don't.
So wait, question. If you show up and there's no carting, do you get paid to just hang around or do you have to like, do they make you
I
leave?
I would just leave.
They'll just send you home?
Lose out on the payday.
Right.
Lose out on that cash.
I have to go in to get my check though.
Oh, so you're going in to get that money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody texted into 71037. Our boss made us go paint street lines the other day, and then it rained. We had to repaint half of a city block.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn it.
Only time I ever had to paint streets was when I was on probation. We're doing a little community work, quote unquote.
Hell to the no when the power goes out during a dinner rush. That probably happened last night.
Oh.
The worst.
Yuck. Awful.
Thank you for the calls.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I know Allie today, just giving an eye. What do you got for the dirt?
Dude, yeah. You know Allison Williams? She starred in the show Girls. She's Brian Williams' daughter from NBC News.
Huge actress. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that she was married to the guy who founded collegehumor.com?
No.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
I didn't know that either until this morning, and guess how I found out?
How?
By reading that they're going to split up. They got married 4 years ago. They had a great ceremony where Tom Hanks actually officiated their wedding ceremony.
Tom Hanks officiated their wedding?
Yep.
Wow.
Woody from Toy Story officiating the wedding.
I'm sure.
Fantastic.
That's awesome, yeah.
But after 4 years, they're legally separating, and we haven't heard exactly why. They put out an announcement yesterday that said, we're splitting up. It's amicable. With mutual love and respect, we've made the decision to separate as a couple. We are grateful for the friendship that we have and will continue to have.
Okay.
They got engaged, they got married, and in terms of Hollywood, at least at the moment, it seems to be amicable and they're still going to remain friends. Now, we've heard things like this before, and a week later, everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
And you find out there was a cheater or some kind of drama.
Yeah.
But in the moment, right now, it seems as though there is no drama surrounding this separation.
Drama and divorce, those two go hand in hand together.
I'm
sure
right?
There's some sort of drama.
Well, obviously there's drama or else they'd still be married, but...
And this was Allison Williams, correct?
Allison Williams.
The guy that she was with, the College Humor...
Randy Van Vliet is his name.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Allison Williams since Girls, honestly. That's the last thing I saw her. Oh, no, Get Out. She was in the movie Get Out with Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which was huge.
That was a good movie, yes.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was in that.
Get Out?
I had no idea.
Yeah, she was the girlfriend. Like the main girlfriend in the whole thing. Like when they go to visit his family and it's just the white girl and the black guy. She's the white girl. He's the black guy. Yeah. She was one of the main characters in Get Out.
Literally mind blown because I love that movie. And the whole time I'm like, I don't know who this chick is.
Yeah,
but
she's
seems
very
cool.
familiar. That's Allison Williams. There you go.
Well, now she's single on the market, so who knows
what's
going
to happen. The more you already knew.
Ding, 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 ding.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Time to play Game of the Great.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Now here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 62 wins, only been beaten 12 times. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around this time. Hey, hey, come out of the studio.
What be going on? Me heard something about there being a little, special challenge issued for one Gibbons the Great?
Yeah, we got our intern Fun Pants in here that's going to beat you this morning, Gibbons the Great. By the way, why weren't you wearing a anything to shield you from the rain out there. Now you've got this white outfit on and it's see-through and it's very awkward.
Look,
right now.
When you got the magic that Gibbons the Great got, you don't need no umbrella, you don't need no poncho, you just need the magic.
I can see your nipples. It looks like you're lactating this
morning.
Well,
guess what, Riggs? Three snaps and I'm dry. How you like that, you bumbleclot?
Look at you and your magic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gibbons the Great versus Intern Fun Pants. Intern Fun Pants, you got somebody famous on your mind?
I do, I'm good.
All right, let's go.
All right, is this person a member of your family?
No.
Is there a male on your mind?
Nope.
All right. Are you thinking of someone who has legs?
Yes.
Might this person be a real person existing in real life?
Yeah.
All right. Has the character on your mind recorded any albums before?
No.
Perhaps you're thinking of someone who personally knows you?
Nope.
Okay.
Is this person known for often appearing without a shirt on?
No.
Maybe you're thinking of someone of Indian descent?
Nope.
Ooh.
Does this person have any children? Maybe a parent?
No.
Ooh.
On your mind, is there someone from a popular TV show?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Getting warmer here.
I don't even know.
Is this character blonde-haired?
Yeah.
Oh, getting even closer. Maybe you're thinking of someone who plays the role of a student?
No.
Is this a talk show host that you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Oh, me got it in record time. Let me clear up my crystal ball.
That was so fast. You better not get it.
I got to tell you a couple things about when you play Gibbons are Great. It's your first time, okay?
Yeah.
When you mention WWE wrestlers, I'm going to get it quick.
Oh,
and
God.
When you mention his celebrity crushes, you're going to get it even quicker. Because let me clear up the crystal ball really quickly. You'll be thinking of my girl, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Nice. Me be loving
you
her
got
for
me.
Me be loving her even though she don't love me for 30 plus years. She be one
she
of my
favorites.
She
will never love you, no. No.
I love me some Ellen, though.
She loves
that
her
was
ladies.
Good. That you know, was fast.
You know what I love more than Ellen? Stumping bumba clots who get in here all cocky thinking, ooh, me an intern. Me be at Summerfest all week long. Me gonna come in here and stump giving
see?
The grand.
Women say that to you all the time. That was fast, see?
You know what?
What? Oh.
Me hates it when him writes. Me hates it when the bumba clot be right.
Play every single morning around this same time as 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
We bring to the studio our friend Dan Newberry. What was that? What was
Hello?
That? Hey, Dan.
I hit a music bed and something else played.
Did
I don't know.
Oh, that's okay.
Something?
No, what's that?
You break something?
I didn't break anything. Oh. I think Gibbons may have broken something, but that's okay.
I broke my elbow.
And I don't think Gibbons actually broke anything. I think it was something that was already broken in our building.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because we're used to that type of stuff. Now, Sunday at Summerfest, Military Appreciation Day. And this year, they were looking for something to do. Way to appreciate the military, kind of loop them into the whole Summerfest thing.
Yeah.
So they do have free admission for military, if you bring your military ID on Sunday.
Really?
Yes, which is something they always do. But they wanted to take it a step above and beyond.
Okay.
So they reached out to Dan Newberry and I, and they said, hey, what can we do to get the military more involved? And that's when Dan comes in with his 22 Fitness Foundation. So Dan, I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, so this Sunday is part of Summerfest Military Appreciation Day.
Yes.
We'll be hosting three 22 Fitness classes.
Three 22
three.
Fitness classes. Three classes throughout the day. Oh my God.
Wait. Yeah. And your classes aren't like, these isn't your mama's fitness class or your daddy's. Like, this is a
22-minute fitness classes.
It seems pretty, like, they're pretty intense, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can hurt your feelings.
So three in a day is...
Yeah. It can hurt your feelings. Gibbons, he'll do this thing where he does, like, arm claps where you put your arms straight out to your left and right, all right? Now clap them over your head like this, all right? Now I go one, two, three, one. One, two, three, two. Now
one,
keep going.
Two, three.
See? One, two, three.
I'm done. That,
now you're clapping your hand over your head.
Physical pain. I'm out. I started to feel the burn in my arm. I'm like, I'm done.
All you're doing is clapping for yourself. You're just showing gratitude that you participated in the workout. are you not entertained?
My personal participation trophy?
Are you not entertained?
So I've gone to six different cities so far throughout the country, throughout this tour that we're doing.
Oh.
And every single city has been talking about those. Every single time. They're like, what is this?
The overhead arm clap. Yeah, the overhead arm clap. Yes.
Yeah.
What tour are you on?
So we're
like touring around.
Yeah, yes. So I'm on a national fitness and resource tour with Lift for the 22.
That's awesome.
So we're going all over the place. So we were just in Chicago last weekend, and I did the same thing there. Did all the overhead arm claps.
Right.
In fact, it's gotten so well known that they've made me a plaque where it says, "Are you not entertained?" And I'm just up there like.
It's just him here with his arms wide open, almost like Creed. So, three different classes we're doing on Sunday. Yeah. Anybody can join these, right?
Yeah, anybody can come. It's all calisthenic based. We're not out there like lifting weights or anything like
right.
that. It's more so team building.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be hanging out throughout the day and come by and see what we're all about. You'll learn about 22 Fitness, and then you'll learn about Lift for the 22.
Which is what? Now, Lift for the 22 actually does some good things for veterans as well, which is what?
Yeah, so they're a nonprofit organization that provides gym memberships for veterans.
Gym memberships for veterans.
Wow.
So, and we're one team now. We've merged. We're one establishment. We're doing our thing.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Helping veterans one rep at a time.
Yeah, so. Nice. And you're helping with PTSD and anxiety and depression and all that stuff that a lot of those vets deal with, and they're getting it out with physical fitness, which is much more positive than drinking at a bar. Obviously, you're doing drugs. So we appreciate what you do for that, Dan. And we'll see you out there on Sunday. What are the three times? We have three different classes on Sunday. And the Gruber, Sports Zone?
The Gruber Sports Zone. Yeah, where all the BMX bikes and stuff you see going on.
Yeah.
So we're going to be at 1:30, 4:30, and 7:30.
1:30, 4:30, 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
Gibbons will be at the 7:30 class.
I'll be there eating a Saz's sample platter, watching it happen, because I can't make it through that.
We're going to put the sampler platter on the ground. You're going to do push-ups with your face into the sampler platter.
Oh, my God.
They're good, right?
Oh, my gosh.
They're good.
Right,
See, that's the thing. We do the workout. We negate the calories that we consume with the Sazza sampler platter.
And because there's three classes, you got breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes,
and then
all,
you're all
three. See?
Boom. You guys got it made in the shade.
The calories don't count at Summerfest.
No. They're absolutely irrelevant.
They are. Yes. When you're doing the 22 fitness workouts, that is all day on Sunday at the Gruber Sports Zone. We'll see you there.
Yes.
Dan, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for what you do. We'll see you there on Sunday. Gibbons will be out there as well doing, like I said, many burpees.
Hell yeah. Literal burpees.
Actual burping.
He will, yes.
Yes.
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Alley. Gibbons, did you learn anything on the show this morning?
I learned something about Riggs that I did not know was happening this weekend.
Oh yeah, what'd you learn about me?
I learned how Riggs is spending his Sunday this weekend.
How's that?
At Summerfest. For Summerfest Military Appreciation Day.
That's true.
Had our buddy Dan Newberry in this morning. And what exactly are you guys going to be doing down at Summerfest all day on Sunday?
Dan does a thing called 22 Fitness, where they do a 22-minute workout for veterans, for the 22 veterans that die by suicide every day.
Yes.
So he gets veterans out of the bars and into the gym. And we're doing three separate 22-minute workouts for veterans or anybody who's out there on Veteran Appreciation Day on Sunday.
Yes.
Come on out to the Gruber Sports Zone. Three separate workouts. We'll see you there. It'll be amazing.
It's awesome. I mean, it's impressive.
It is.
I'm impressed by you, Riggs, on this one day.
I learned something about Gibbons.
And that is?
That no matter what, he will always find a way to discuss the Kardashians. Even though he knows that I don't care about them. I give zero Fs about them. When Allie's not here, I think that he intentionally tries to find ways to weave them into the conversation. And to make it work. Because I think Allie's not here. I'm getting a break from the Kardashians.
No.
But then, no, bro. Here comes Operation Gibbons to derail my hopes and dreams and crap on me with Kardashian drama. Thank you.
Hold on.
What?
In my defense.
There's no defense of your...
Well, you're 100% right. I do make it a point to put as much Kardashians in the dirt while Allie's not here.
Yes. I know you do.
But I do give you the privilege, even though it's Wisconsin state law, of playing your little jingle that you love to play in regards to the Kardashians.
It's not a song. A jingle's a song. It's a jingle don't imply a song.
No. A jingle's a little jingle, and all you play is a little jingle. I don't even know what it is at this point because I'm not going to touch anything. I don't know what it is, but a little thing from Family Guy. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I'll
say it, okay? I give you the privilege of playing that, so you got to deal with the Kardashians.
Did you hear that? Gibbons just said, who the hell cares about the Kardashians?
I care about the Kardashians. And there will be more in the news on Monday regarding that.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.